Welcome to episode 4 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. This episode is a taboo review of the HBO documentary about Pee Wee Herman by Madera de Souza of Las Vegas, also known as Woody.
You know, very often it's easy to find Hollywood sex scandals involving movie stars who destroy their careers and their lives. Do you need a list? No, you don't. This is a taboo review of the 2025 HBO documentary about Pee Wee Herman. Now, unless you're getting here today from another planet, you will recognize that odd name. Pee Wee Herman, yes, was an odd person, so his made-up name fit him rather well. He was a very popular conceptual artist in live performances, television, and motion pictures. He was 70 when he died of cancer in 2023, and Pee Wee Herman took many secrets with him about himself to his grave, until now, that is. The HBO documentary is named Pee-wee as Himself. It's a vague and inaccurate title at best, I think. The meaning of this documentary title is supposed to reveal to you the real person named Paul Rubens, who created the imaginary character named Pee-wee Herman. So you're supposed to think, okay, this is a documentary about Paul Rubens, who actually is Pee-wee Herman, and in this documentary he is appearing as himself. Is that clear? No, it's not. The title was not intended to be clear. You know, I think it was intended to be sarcasm because the real person, the subject of the HBO documentary, is Paul Rubens, but he only appears as Pee-wee Herman, or does he? Is Paul Rubens in the documentary, or is that Pee-wee Herman? They are two very different people, and they are not the same. Oh, never mind. Never mind. So, taboo. Why? Why is this HBO documentary taboo? Here's why. In real life, not in the clever yet twisted storytelling about Pee-wee Herman and his misadventures, there was a sex scandal most people don't want to talk about. It happened in 1991. A grown-ass man, 40 years of age at the time, in Sarasota, Florida, was inside an adult theater that showed porn when he was arrested for alleged indecent exposure. Maybe he was touching himself below the belt. Maybe he was going to masturbate while watching porn. Nobody's ever done that before, right? Masturbating while watching porn. What an original concept. It's unthinkable that anyone would masturbate while watching porn, of course. Come on. It would bring about the end of Western civilization, wouldn't it? You know, it just is that serious. So why was there public outcry over the Sarasota porn theater arrest? You know, it was because who was arrested was Paul Rubens. He was not wearing Pee-wee Herman makeup or costuming inside that porn theater in Sarasota. That would have been more than just a little twisted, right? But no, the person arrested at the Sarasota porn theater had a certain unsavory Charles Manson appearance, you know, and I'm quoting directly or indirectly from the HBO documentary. That's what Paul Rubens said, Charles Manson appearance. And we all have mistaken Charles Manson for Pee-wee Herman, right? Yeah, we have. We really have. Dozens of times. So people across the nation got all hot and bothered because, why? They imagined that Pee-wee Herman, a beloved childlike character who made us laugh when he was on television and in movies, that we imagined he was allegedly touching himself in an impure manner inside that Sarasota porn theater. All the horrible imaginings that people had about this childlike character being involved in something sexual was certainly happening only in people's dirty minds. The ones who got upset, and you know who you are, were overlaying their own discomfort with concepts like porn or masturbation or the relationship between those two things. It was all a mental construct. A mental construct. Google that phrase if you must. As the HBO documentary explains, in 2002, another incident, Los Angeles police with a search warrant came to the Hollywood residence of Paul Rubens. Why? Because of a tip from a witness in the pornography case against actor Jeffrey Jones. You remember him from his appearance in the first Beetlejuice film in 1988. That was Jeffrey Jones. The law enforcement agents searched the home of Paul Rubens. And what did they find? They found a great deal of gay male erotica in the form of images and media content. Paul Rubens was, in fact, a gay man who had not been very successful in hiding his authentic sexual identity as a gay man. And you know, in his Pee Wee Herman characterizations, Paul Rubens frequently let loose with subtle or not so subtle gay themes on television and in movies. So this second very public sex scandal involving Paul Rubens gained traction and generated a lot of gossip. It became a focus in a shocked society. Oh, how we're all shocked. Well, I was not. The HBO documentary is at times hilariously funny and at other times extremely tragic and discouraging. The documentary never answers the one question this three-hour documentary should have answered. What really happened involving Paul Rubens in those Sarasota and Hollywood sex scandals? What happened, really? And why did Paul Rubens not tell all on camera to clear the air in that HBO documentary? Paul Rubens took part willingly, or maybe not, in the filming of that HBO documentary. Paul Rubens could have said anything, and anything at all, that he wanted to say about the sex scandals, and everything that Paul Rubens would have said on camera would have made it into the final version of the HBO documentary. But that did not happen. And you know what? Maybe that's why Paul Rubens wrote an autobiography. It was done before he died, and he wanted to save some stuff for the book. You know, maybe that's it. We will just have to wait and see whether or not that book ever gets published. All right? So the mystery continues. But who cares? I honestly suggest that you skip the HBO documentary about Pee Wee Herman. I liked it. Yeah, I did. But this documentary is not for everyone. It's probably best suited only for you if you are someone who truly loved the Pee Wee Herman character back in the day. In more enjoyable days for him, certainly, before he got weighed down by career-killing taboos and the loss of whatever innocence he once may have had.
Thank you, Madeira de Souza, for the taboo review of the HBO documentary about Pee Wee Herman. You have been listening to episode 4 of season 10 of the Taboo Podcast from Vegas. This episode is part of a very special audio podcast collection of reviews and opinions presented to alert you to taboos in movies, streaming series, and digital releases such as seen on YouTube. Thank you for listening to this Taboo Podcast from Vegas.